A friend of ours, I don't know, some of you may have heard of him. His name's Big Fatty. And he was talking about someone talking about underwear for Christmas. I think it was someone in his family, actually, and called them seat covers.
Seat covers, yeah.
Need a new seat covers for Christmas.
Bush basket.
Man.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought it was cool. I thought we'll put it up when guy's going to. It gave me a chuckle.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
His name's Big Fatty.
It gave me a chuckle.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2359 of the UFO for Monday, the 30th of January, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty is stage number one fan. And the end of the January content contest. Yes, Victory! Hello, wannabes. Yes, Big Fatty. Everybody wants to be the number one fan. Yes. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, the week has come. And y'all, so that we don't waste any time, let's get right into it. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, if you want to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2017, send Big Fatty an e-letter with number one fan in the subject line. And in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2017. Big Fatty will put your name in the colostomy bag. And then at halftime, during the superb owl, we'll make our selections. Y'all, send it to ruined at BigFattyOnline.com before 6 p.m. Eastern on Friday the 3. Brian and Danbury not eligible.
It's January content contest month. It's January content contest month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the Fat One with sweet thoughts of what the show means to you. Because Gus Chad's got a big prize, and he loves hearing the Fat One kerfuffle. And he also loves to hear the Fat One get choked up every now and then with your kindness. It's January Content Contest Month. Give him a call and say something really nice.
That is correct.
Even if you can't think of anything, make something up.
Yes! Y'all, that, of course, is Digger and Digger once again. Thank you so much for the totally original, never used before, bumper for the Gus Chad January Content Contest. It's just lovely. And y'all, that's what we're going to spend today on. I'll catch up on what happened on the weekend on tomorrow's little show. But y'all had a lot of entries come in over the weekend. So let's get right to them. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up. With Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
It's the patron saint of the BFO, Tim Cormo. And I call it for two reasons. One, first, gotta get the Gus Chad entry in, so love your show, blah, 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 blah. Second reason, I have a question. So, cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror. How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all are ex-Big Fatty, blah, 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 blah. Big Fatty comes to us today from the patron saint of the BFO. That's Mr. Tim Kumal. Tim, what you got?
So I was listening to your little show this morning, and you were talking about your colonoscopy. And you mentioned that it's on February 2nd, and that it's Granny's birthday. But you didn't mention that it's also Groundhog Day. So my question is when they shove that camera up your hiney hole, if they find Toxotani Phil and pull him out, is he going to stay out signaling an early spring or go back in for 6 more weeks of winter? I know, Poodle, that's vulgar.
Vulgar!
Love you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. Y'all, that, of course, is the patron saint of the BFO, Mr. Tim Kumal. And first of all, Tim, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And it's an excellent question and very timely. Very timely. I have an answer. Big Fatty, I thought it was Richard Gere that they pulled the vermin from his butt. Oh, anyway, let me just say this. Big Fatty, spit it out. No, on second thought, don't spit it out. If Punxsutawney Phil is up my butt, we are in for a shit Big Fatty, that is just vulgar. Oh, my God, but Big Fatty. Oh, my God. But Tim, I do think that blah 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 is maybe one of the best reasons to listen to the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Ricky from Chicago. Anyway, I thought I'd call and just enter myself into this January contest. I know it's almost the end of the month, but hey, at least I know my call will be played in the next show. Because it ends. So, I just wanted to call that, you know, I've listened to you for nine or 10 years. And I have to say that out of those 9 or 10 years, you have given a lot of people advice and given myself advice that I've used as I've grown in the last 10 years. And so, you know, it's important. What you say is important. It may not always stick with everyone. And then some of the smallest things you say make the biggest impact. So I just wanted to call and say thank you for that. And hopefully this doesn't cut me off because I'm on Bluetooth in my car. So thanks again for everything the last 9 or 10 years, being a great friend. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Dear Gussie, that is...
Stopmyheat.com.
Y'all, that, of course, is Big Ricky from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And Big Ricky, thank you so much for those kind words. You're awfully sweet to say that. And, you know, I'm touched. Big Fatty, inappropriately? No. That's awfully sweet of you to say that. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Blind Guy Jay, and I was just calling for my entry into the January content. I can't even talk this morning. Anyway, I am just calling to say how much I love and appreciate your show. It makes me smile every morning. And even though I tease you about listening to it for only 10 minutes, because I listen to everything on double speed, you're in good company. I actually listen to your show first thing when I get up usually, and it's usually one of the first ones in the queue that gets added immediately after whatever I happen to be listening to when I went to sleep the night before. So I just look forward to it and knowing whose birthdays are coming and catching up with you. So thanks so much. Love ya. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is Blind Guy Jay. And, yo, Big Fatty, we love Blind Guy Jay. We do. Big Fatty, was that some sort of parrot in the back? Yeah, that's his parrot in the background. And thank you so much for that sweet call. And Blind Guy Jay, get us an Ink Blind and Confused out. Yes, Big Fatty, they're way behind on that. They need to get it in gear.
Big Fatty, it's George in Atlanta. Well, right now it's George in Kentucky in the big KY. On my way back to Atlanta, visiting some friends, my cruise buddies. Some calling with, apparently, I thought I had already sent a January content contest entry. So forgive me if this is too late. I apologize. But you know, I think it goes without saying, and I guess that's the point of this whole contest. It doesn't go without saying. We should say it. that you are the glue that holds the Pride 48 community together. You never cease to be kind and sharing and understanding, and the ombudsman, the peacemaker, the deal broker. You've played a lot of those roles with a big smile on your face, and trying to keep all folks moving forward with this wonderful medium we call podcasting, whether you're a listener or a podcaster or both. So thank you for playing that role, and for 20 minutes a day of I call it an alarm clock, because nothing gets your ass out of the bed and up and getting the day motivated like 20 minutes of Big Fatty silence. Anyway, love your hair. Hope it wins. Take care of yourself, and we'll chat soon. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That is George in Atlanta. Big Fatty said he was in Kentucky. George in Kentucky. And George, thank you so much. I'm still sad that I didn't get to see you at Crema and let you enjoy my salty nuts in your mouth. Big Fatty, you had to make it vulgar. But thank you for those kind words. I truly appreciate it, and I thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is RC Martinez from Denver, and I'm calling because I want to tell you all the reasons I love you. I love you because you're fat, fun, freaky, friendly, and you're a fist-happy, slappy, fatherly figure. Fuck. I sound like Auntie Vera. Anyway, I really love you, and thank you for doing everything you do. You're awesome, and you always make my day brighter. I start my day out with you. It's been great. So, thanks for doing what you're doing, and love you. Thank you for calling. Bye.
No, no, thank you for calling. Yo, that is that Aussie Martinez out there in the Colorado. Big Fatty, didn't he used to be in Wisconsin? He did used to be in Wisconsin. And Big Fatty, he used to be a cheesehead. Now he's a, never mind, Big Fatty. Anyway, RC, thank you so much for those kind words. You just sweet as you can be for taking the time to do that and entering the just cad. Big Fatty, it's the Guts Chad. I know. Poor Big Fatty, he can't even talk. Yeah, Gussie. Now, Gus Chad, I also had calls from Miss Bacon and the Shy Yeti and Denny and Veda. They didn't specifically mention the January content contest, but they did provide content. So I'd appreciate if you'd include them, but I'm going to save their calls for later on and just start reading some of the submissions I've got now. This is from the number one funky homo. He says, Brent Freddy, I'm jumping at the opportunity to tell you how much you mean. To mean. Big Fatty, after all, it's not every day a friend names his car after my asshole. Big especially my asshole on vacation. Big Fatty Vulga. I think the closest ever was when Gavin named his Ford Escort Schmutzel Kitten. Schmutz Kitten Clinton. Back in the early 90s, I am thankful for friends like you. You bring energy and excitement to everyone and everywhere. You share your love freely. That's a beautiful thing. You're a friend to all, and your love and concern for others is admirable. I'm glad I know you, number one funky homo. Jim, thank you so much. That's awfully sweet. And y'all, Miss Kathy Marshall, y'all, she sent me a postcard as an entry, but it hadn't arrived yet. But I think we've already got an entry for her also. And if not, put her down too. And I evidently compared her to my ability to natter, and she is very, very flattered. But she says she's still an amateur, but she's trying. Big Fatty, she's more than an amateur. Big Fatty. Y'all, the turnip head has sent an entry in. And Gus, I may not get through all of these today. So what the BFO means to me. This is certainly a loaded question, especially because significant changes were happening in my life when the BFO started and continues to be a part of my life every episode. When I started listening, I was just new to podcasts and I tried to find everything gay and nothing commercial when it came to podcast content. Big Fatty, that's you. Nothing commercial and everything gay. The BFO certainly fits that bill, and I found a handful more and increased my libertarium. I never imagined that as a fanboy back then that my interest and perhaps addiction to a big and addiction to listening to the BFO would cultivate one of the most important and strongest relationships of my life. Big Fatty, oh, Big Fatty, are you going to cut an onion? I might. I remember being a total fanboy when Short Bus and I came down to G'day's and got to meet Big Fatty face-to-face for the very first time, and from there, everything just blossomed into that relationship I garner so much pride in. It hasn't been all fun and laughs and 20 minutes of silence. My world came to a crashing halt when I stood in the hallway outside Urban Guy T.O.'s apartment and the police told me that his partner had taken his own life. I had no idea what I was going to do, but I knew I had to pull it together for Urban Guy T.O. and for myself. While I was at the police station shortly after, the first person I called was Big Fatty, and without fail, I was comforted with love and wisdom and support that he gave me the tools that I needed to face what laid ahead, and without fail, Big Fatty was there every step of the way. So what does the BFO and Big Fatty mean to me? Well, now I have a friend, a brother, a father I can confide in and turn to, and that entertains me 5 days a week, reminds me to laugh, reminds me to care, and reminds me to keep plugging along. Forever grateful, Turnip Head. Y'all, I got to stop for a second. Well, I hope that proves that I don't read these things ahead of time. I can't say anything more than you. Big Fatty, you cut an onion. I cut a big onion on that one. Yes, Big Fatty, thank you, Turnip Head. You made Big Fatty cry. Big Fatty! The Cronehaven. Cronehaven has written and said, I wanted to join everyone else who has nice things to say about you and your show. I enjoy your interactions with your co-host. Big Fatty, she's talking about me. She is. I also enjoy your segments, especially the technology segments, since nobody else does those. I also appreciate hearing the contributions of everyone who calls in. It's no fun at all contemplating the looming void that happens after the last show. I was glad to have a chance to meet you in person. Big Fatty, well, Cronehaven, it was all Big Fatty's pleasure to meet you. It was just lovely. And y'all, I've got many, many more. So Gus Chan, we'll have more tomorrow. Okay, Gussie. Y'all, I'm sorry about that. But Gus Chan, I guess you got your wish. Fanny. And there's more to come, Gus Chan, so the contest ain't over yet. But entering, it has entered. But y'all, you can't enter the number one fan contest. 25 words or yes. Get it to me by 6 p.m. for right day. In an e-letter, number one fan in the subject line. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning, At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old onion cutter himself, the Turnip Head. And Turnip Head, what do you got to say for yourself?
His name's Big Fatty.
It gave me a chuckle.
Oh, there's tears coming down my face, too. Oh, dear, I got to see poor Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.